Herman Kittka has also been a commercial fisherman until his 90th year and a general contractor. During World War II, he helped to construct the Sitka Naval Air Station, and after the war, he worked to transform it into the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium and Mount Edgecombe High School. Over the past couple of decades, Kittka has been involved in working with scholars and teaching at the University of Alaska. In 1996, he taught a course called Culture and Ecology at the university. His first lecture on his early Tlingit training and subsistence lifestyle in Deep Bay was published verbatim in Cultural Survival Quarterly 2 years later. Thomas Thornton co-taught that class with Kittka. Thornton is now a senior research fellow in environmental change at Oxford University. He introduced Kittka during graduation ceremonies in Sitka's Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Herman Kittka not only witnessed Alaska history, but has embodied and shaped it in important ways through his own achievements, dedication, service to his clan, his culture, his community, his state. There is an integrity to his life which represents the best of Tlingit culture and the Alaskan spirit. He has lived up to his training, yet extended it in inspiring ways. He has built a Western-style house to live in Sitka, but maintains his Tlingit smokehouse and roots at Deep Bay. Perhaps the closest thing Tlingits have to honorary degrees are the prestigious names and titles they place on their leaders. In this respect, Herman is also well endowed, possessing several titles and Tlingit names, the most recently bestowed being Kusatan. Kusatan refers to the sounding splash that a killer whale makes to signal to his followers to corral a schooling fish, as if to say, "This way, follow my path, and we will eat well." This is precisely what Herman Kittka has done. Born in the age of discrimination, disenfranchisement, and dispossession, he nevertheless managed to find and signal a path to success. What is more, he helped transform the injustice and bring Tlingit culture to a point where it is revitalized, respected, and reciprocal with the dominant society. And he has showed a lot of people how to eat well along the way. We are enriched and ennobled by the splash that Herman has made, by all that he has built or helped build, by how he has dwelled and continues to dwell, true to his heritage, yet leading us to what we must all become, Anyatkusani, children of the land. I am fortunate to teach at Oxford, one of the world's great universities, with legions of world leaders among its faculty and graduates, and nearly a 1,000-year history, placing it in that select class of schools that is, in fact, older than Herman Kittka. But as old and distinguished as it is, Oxford is not as old as Tlingit culture or Deep Bay, and its degree does not guarantee wisdom or culture, for these are slow-growing breeds, matters of character as well as intellect, the outcome of long exposure to the influences of truth and beauty. Herman Kittka has exemplified this truth and beauty in the life he's led, and so tonight we honor him with this degree.
Oxford scholar Thomas Thornton introducing Tlingit elder Herman Kittka. University Chancellor John Pugh then conferred the degree.
Today, the university recognizes and honors Herman Kittka Sr. On behalf of the University of Alaska, I am honored to present Herman with the Honorary Doctorate of Humane Letters. Congratulations.
I want to thank the university and the staff for giving me a title. Having a title with weight, maybe I'll do a little better job speaking up for our State of Alaska resident. I know I covered a lot of things for our people. A lot of times I never have to write back, and maybe this time I can do a little better job for our people in the State of Alaska, Tlingit people, all the Native people, and all the visitors that come to Alaska. I thank the university and its staff for giving me the right to receive this title. From the Chief Tlin.
Dr. Herman Kittka accepting his honorary doctorate in humane letters from the University of Alaska during graduation ceremonies in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.